United Airlines has announced that starting in early May, it will charge passengers $25 to check a second bag. Only elite members of its frequent flyer programs can still check a second bag for free. A lot of passengers are upset about the new policy, but United's not the only airline thinking of charging extra for luggage. And luggage isn't the only new fee that airlines are tacking on to ticket costs. We asked David Field into our studios to talk about that. He's America's editor for Airline Business Magazine. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
United's new luggage fee policy seems pretty complicated, but basically the airline has calculated that the new fees will earn the company about $100 million extra dollars a year. Do you think it will?
Probably. You know, it's not complicated if you're the kind of flyer that airlines really like, and that's someone at the premium levels of the frequent flyer plan. If you're someone who buys the more expensive tickets. This fee is for people buying the El Cheapo non-refundable tickets, people like you and me who have to pay our own way. And the airlines for years have been discriminating in favor of people who spend more money on the theory, and I think it's a good theory, that people who pay you more are probably better customers.
Right, but wouldn't the small-time customers rebel and fly other airlines?
That's possible. I think the big question here is whether or not other airlines adopt similar fees. And United is giving airlines a couple of months to look at this to see if other airlines go along with it, to see if there's a public revolt. I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes airlines change policies if the public gets too angry.
Okay, so what about other airlines and luggage fees?
Well, it's not just luggage fees. Fees for anything that you can unbundle, take out of the basic fare and the basic service, have been a part of the low-cost, low-fare, El Cheapo airline approach for a couple of years. There's an airline here in the States called Skybus that started in May of last year, and they have adopted this a la carte pricing model. You pay extra for your seat selection. You pay extra if you want to board the airplane first. You buy food on board. The thinking here was, if you can sell people a sandwich or a hot meal on board, which has been happening back in coach for the last 5, 6, 7 years, what else can you sell them? In Canada, Air Canada, the largest airline up there, has made this the central belief, the central tenet of how they charge people. You pay more if you buy a ticket and you want to check bags. You pay more if you want a refundable ticket. You pay more if you don't want a Saturday night stay. Frontier out in Denver, they have TV on board, but if you want to watch all the channels or movies, you pay a small fee. Some people think of it as nickel and diming, and certainly it's complicated. It puts a burden on us as travelers that we can't go to the airport with the expectations that air travel is the way it used to be.
David, one thing, even though these extra fees are now coming at flyers fast and furious, is in fact the price going up or down in the sense that by putting on all these extra fees, the actual price of the ticket can stay lower?
The short answer to that is both. We're going to pay more to fly simply because fuel is going to drive airlines, A, to raise basic fares and B, to add on fares. But this whole complex ancillary charge approach is a way to keep the cheapest fares relatively cheaper. There will always be cheap seats. There'll be fewer of them. And the burden is going to be on us to be reading the small print before we book.
David Field is America's editor for Airline Business Magazine. Thanks for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.